curiouser and curiouser, cries Alice. She is so surprised that she forgets how to speak English. I am growing so large. Goodbye, my feet. I am so far from you now. I will never put on your shoes for you. Suddenly, her head hits the roof. She is more than 9 feet high. She takes the little golden key again, but now she can only look at the garden with one eye. She sits down and cries. Soon, she is sitting in a large pool of her tears. Suddenly, she sees the white rabbit with a pair of gloves and a fan in his hands. Alice needs help. Please, sir, she says. But the rabbit jumps up in horror, drops the fan and the gloves, and runs away. Alice takes them. Everything is so strange. I do not know who I am anymore. Alice fans herself because it is very hot. Suddenly, she notices she is growing down again. It is the fan, understands Alice and drops it. Alice runs to the door, but she does not have the key again. Suddenly, her foot slips and splash! She is in salt water. It is the pool of her tears. Something splashes near her. She looks at a large monster, but it is only a mouse. Mouse, do you know the way out? Alice asks the mouse. But it says nothing. Does it speak? Perhaps it speaks French, she thinks. She remembers only one sentence in French. Where is my cat? She asks in French. The mouse jumps out of the water in horror. I am sorry you do not like cats, Alice remembers. Our family hates cats. The mouse is trembling. Do you like dogs? The mouse does not answer. It wants to swim away. Please come back. I will not talk about cats or dogs. The mouse turns back to Alice. Let's get to the shore and I will tell you why I hate cats and dogs. A lot of animals are swimming in the pool now. A duck, a dodo, a lory. Alice swims to the shore and they swim after her.